The Vatican is preparing a document that would bar homosexual men from entering Roman Catholic seminaries. The document could be released by the end of October. It's already caused some deep concerns in the American priesthood. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
When John Bullard entered a Jesuit seminary in California in 1988, he expected his education to revolve around Catholic theology and serving God. What he found instead was a sexually charged atmosphere where celibacy was the last thing on anybody's mind.
I received sexual advances. I was mailed pornographic cards. I was encouraged to go to gay functions and gay bars with Jesuit priests.
Bullard eventually left the seminary and sued the Jesuits for sexual harassment. That case has now settled. Ironically, Bullard himself is gay, but he got tired of the aggressive sexual atmosphere. Even the church agrees homosexuality is widespread. Estimates range from one quarter to one half of would-be priests. Many conservatives inside the church believe that has contributed to the clergy sexual abuse crisis, and now the Vatican is poised to do some house cleaning. The New York Times reports today that it will soon release a document barring gay men from studying for the priesthood, even if they are celibate. Bullard says the Vatican approach is misguided.
People are going to go back into the closet or stay in the closet, maybe never deal with their sexual issues at all.
Could that create problems?
It's been the problem. And the lack of attention to people's sexual health in the seminary is the reason why we had all of this sexual misconduct.
The church believes the problem is that seminaries are letting in too many gay men. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops declined to comment today, saying they haven't seen the document. But the church has long held that homosexuality is, in its words, disordered and can lead to immoral behavior. Still, Richard Gilardi, who teaches Catholic Studies at the University of Toledo, says this new document may represent a subtle but important shift.
Step backward from a very vital distinction in Roman Catholic tradition of sexual morality, and that is a distinction between one's sexual orientation and one's sexual behavior.
The problem is not homosexuality, he and others say, but sexual promiscuity, whether people are gay or straight. Gilardi notes that the Vatican apparently will not take the more drastic step of telling gay priests they must leave the clergy.
I don't think they'd want to encourage a witch hunt, which is what would happen. Can you imagine the kind of vigilance committees in each diocese trying to scrutinize priests to determine whether in fact they're homosexual or not?
The timing of this document is no coincidence, according to Father James Keenan, who taught at Weston Jesuit Seminary for 14 years. It will probably be released just as Roman Catholic investigators travel to the 229 seminaries across the United States. Keenan says during the visitation, as it's called, investigators will ask questions like, "Are you concerned about the moral lives of faculty or students?"
People are being asked to report on one another. That's the way I understand it. That type of climate is really deeply problematic.
But the Vatican has long been worried about the gay culture, and the church reserves the right to determine what kind of people it wants as priests. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.